I think most of you know Mary. Mary is part of our leadership team, and with Ian, she kind of coordinates our house groups. And over the last year, she's been working on a project with myself and Hannah and a few other guys at church. We've been trying to make sense of what we do about discipleship here at St. Matt's. We've taught a lot about discipleship, but we wanted to kind of put some practical things in place. And one of the key things is something we're calling pods. We want to launch that today. Mary and I are going to be kind of sharing as we do that, and Hannah's going to help us in a moment too. So Mary, over to you to kind of launch off.
Have you got okay. Can I leave yes, it fine, thank you. Yes, unfortunately I speak fast because we know there's a lot of happening. So starting with the importance of discipleship. Pods have come out of a growing sense of the importance of discipleship, and this section has 3 points exploring this. Firstly, the need for discipleship. Is being identified in St. Matt's and the wider church. Firstly, at St. Matt's, over a year ago, our church vision statement was reviewed, strengths and weaknesses looked at, and discipleship was identified as a weak area that needed to improve. The need for discipleship also seems to have been at the forefront in the wider church in the last year or so. Mike Breen, an ordained minister who works in this whole area of discipleship training, has made some thought-provoking comments, which I'll come on to in a second. Our Archbishop, Justin Welby, when asked at New Wine what his priorities for the church were, gave three, the third of which was to make new Christian disciples, our task here and internationally. Discipleship is modelled by Jesus and the early church. Jesus commanded us to make disciples. He modelled discipleship here in his life on earth. The early church shows Christians learning about and living out their new faith together. So the two quotes from Mike Breen, which I think are very relevant here. If you make disciples, you always get the church. But if you make a church, you rarely get disciples. And no one accidentally creates disciples. Discipleship is an intentional pursuit. So pods are one response to this need. Okay, and then moving on to a passion for discipleship. So the questions we're asking ourselves here are, what is our view of discipleship? Do we see it as a pressure or a pain? Actually, I was thinking that was going to be a pressure or a passion, but that's fine. You might see it as a pain as well. I missed that one. But
Vicar, do your PowerPoint.
That's fine.
You checked
all
it, though.
I did check
it.
Pressure, pain, passion. Do we see it as a duty or a joy? Those of us that watched, which I think was quite a few, Steve Morris's talk from New Wine a couple of weeks ago in church, we were impacted in a very positive way. I was thinking about why, and I think we responded to his passion for his faith and his church, and we responded to his priorities. He used the phrase, I'm all in. And actually, a passion for discipleship is wanting to live lives that count. The kingdom of God, our central focus. Our reading that Jill read for us picked up on this, Philippians 3. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. And in 12, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So I ask myself, how sold out am I for God's kingdom? I sort of think we don't want to get distracted by things that don't matter so that we actually miss out on living the life that God has for us, the things of the kingdom which really do matter. And the reality is we really need to help each other with this. So thirdly, pursuing discipleship together. And we've got grace versus obligation. It's a balance. If discipleship is intentional, then it implies that we need to work at it. But that shouldn't make it a burden. There's a lovely collect that includes the phrase, in your service is perfect freedom. Discipleship is discipline that is grace-enabled. And we want the pods to be about grace, about joy, about love, encouraging each other to get excited about the kingdom of God, learning together, being challenged, but not about condemnation. Okay, just sorry, whizzing on. So we're in this together, which I've got there, that's right. Encouraging each other, and I love that word that's coming up a lot, spurring each other on. That verse in Hebrews, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good works. I want people to ask me how I'm doing in my faith, because I know it'll help me to pursue what's important. That's where pods comes from.
Mary, thank you. I'm not sure I can talk quite as quickly as you, and I'm now worried about what other typos might be in my PowerPoints. Pods are part of our response, but it's part of it. And what I want to do is kind of put pods into a bigger picture for us here at St. Matthew's. And we've been spending quite a lot of time thinking about how can we kind of make discipleship something that's real and meaningful for us here? How can we develop that? And kind of launching pods rolls out of that, but it's part of something bigger. And the bigger picture is what we're calling our greenhouse. So if we could jump, and if you're not horticulturally minded, don't panic, because it's kind of simple and it's obvious, and actually, hopefully, it's kind of quite natural. We've been developing the idea of a greenhouse as a picture of what we want discipleship to be like at St. Matt's. And that's because a greenhouse is where things grow, and because we want to grow disciples. And so it's going to be the place we want to use for growing disciples. And there are three aspects of what we kind of want to see happen kind of within our greenhouse, within discipleship here at St. Matthew's. The first one is that we want to see people grow strong roots. And that's all about our relationship with God. We want to put down roots into Him that won't be shaken no matter what life throws at us. And a lot of that relates to how we kind of connect with Him as individuals. So kind of the inner journey that we have with Him, our kind of our devotional lives, how we grow in our understanding of God. That's all about what it means to put roots down in Him. But that it doesn't stop there. We're called to do this together. And so we know that we need to grow together in faith. And that's the second part of what we want to see happening within this greenhouse here at St. Matt's. We can't be Christians in isolation. We can't be disciples or make disciples or grow in our discipleship in isolation. And so kind of growing together in faith is about how we're connected together in church. It's about how we fit into church, the gifts we've got and how they kind of are used for the good of everybody in church, the way that kind of works out practically. It's about how we relate to each other and how we support each other. And we already have things that help us do that. We have house groups, and that's a key way that we do that. We have men's ministry and women's ministry like Restore and Revive, and it's exciting to see what God is doing in that. But we felt that we needed something that was more intentional when it comes to discipleship, that would be discipleship focused and would enable us to just work in smaller groups, one, two, three people, not one person, that's not a group.
No.
Duh. Two, three, four people, where we would meet up and we would be encouraging and spurring ourselves on in discipleship. And that's pods, that's part of that greenhouse in what it means for us to grow together. And of course, the ultimate expression of this is that we want to produce fruit. We want to be fruitful as individuals in our lives. We want to be fruitful as a church. And this particularly relates to kind of our connection with God's world. You know, faith isn't meant to be about what happens here in church. It's not meant to be what happens kind of in our lounge when we sit down and read our Bibles. It's actually meant to be what touches every area of our lives, our relationships with our families, with our friends, those we socialise with, those that we kind of share with and work with in the workplace, wherever that might be. And it's making sense of what it means to be a disciple kind of in that context. So over the next months, we're going to be talking about a greenhouse at St. Matt's, about how we can grow discipleship, and pods is a key part of it. You were on the right slide. I was going there, Sarah. Thank you. You're doing much better than me. One of the things about this greenhouse is that to a great extent, it's going to be a virtual greenhouse. It's going to be stuff that we were relaunching our website, And part of the relaunch of that website is that we want to give a big section of that website to providing resources for people to grow in discipleship. In those three areas, about our roots, our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, about our relationship with the world. So those kind of three areas are going to be the areas that the stuff's going to be in. But it's going to be there online. And we're concerned that it just doesn't stay online. We want to make it tangible. Well, one of the key ways of making it tangible is pods, because pods is about being in a relationship with someone else where we work it through together and kind of where we challenge each other to take it seriously, not to give up, to keep on going, and to actually kind of grow in our faith. We're also going to be kind of recruiting, we don't want it to be limited to those that naturally use the web as their way of kind of getting information. So we're going to be recruiting a team of people to kind of work within church to make what's available virtually available for those that kind of wouldn't use a computer to be able to get it. I think I've just torn through that almost too quickly, but there
no,
you go.
Perfect.
Mary, let's look at the pods in a bit more detail. Can you help us with that
sure.
a bit?
Perhaps I should mention that actually on your way out this morning, you are going to be given a lovely leaflet, thank you, Nick Cheeseman, which goes through all this information we're going through now. So obviously, if we tear through, you're going to be able to take this away and just have it. What are pods? I've had a few people saying, I have no idea what pods are, Mary. So hopefully, all is now going to be clear. So this is the sort of introduction. We want to help each other, as Chris said, grow as disciples. They're groups of 2 to 4 people meeting together to develop their discipleship in relation to God, each other, and the world. We want pods to be as flexible as possible and to suit as many people as possible. Obviously, being flexible does give the possibility of it being a bit more complicated, but we're going for the flexibility. They're not taking the place, just in case you wondered, of house groups. But as it's easier to coordinate 3 people to get together, perhaps, rather than 8 or 10, then hopefully more people will be able to get involved. And also people may feel able to open up on a deeper level in a smaller group. What pods are not, and I just think it's worth perhaps pointing this out, they're not a perfect therapy group for us. All will be groups like myself of imperfect people learning together. They're not there to meet all our needs. They're to encourage us to play our part as disciples in God's kingdom. I love what Jilly shared, because it's about getting out when that's come up a lot more times, and it's just encouraging each other to be those disciples. Okay, so our values. Now, whilst trying to keep things simple, we felt it was important to have a few key values. So confidentiality is vital for people to be able to share with each other, knowing that it won't go any further. Now, structure, we've said rough plan, again, to allow for flexibility, but the principle is important if the time is to be worthwhile for everyone. Now, positive, that sort of is quite obvious, speaks for itself, but they are our 3 core values on which they're based. Okay, then I think we're going to getting started. So again, massive flexibility. Numbers, between 2 and 4, we particularly recommend 3. Not 1, that's another thing, they're not, is iPods. They're not iPods. Good pun. Because we are, aren't we, such an i-society. Well, not technology myself, but we are a real society. And this is countercultural because it's not. It's being disciples together, so they're not iPods, yeah. Where was I? Yeah, lots of books on discipleship, particularly recommend 3, but again, we really want to be flexible, so we're thinking between 2 and 4. When? Well, any time. Daytime, evening, your lunch hour, snatching an hour after the school pick-up or drop-off, loads of possibilities, so be creative on that. I think we're back to Chris on what to do.
Thank you, Mary. So, Co, you've got your pod, there's 2 or 3 of you. What do we actually do? Well, I guess it begins with kind of sharing and listening, and we kind of need to watch ourselves in that, because some of us are much better at talking and not listening to others. And so actually it's important to be committed to the other people in the group, not just what we kind of get out of it for ourselves. But it needs to be more than that, because often, we're actually quite good sometimes at sharing needs and sharing what's gone in our lives. But I don't know about you, often when that happens, nothing changes. And Mary's used the word intentional, quite a number of times. And what our hope is with these groups, is that actually they would be about intentionally seeking to become more like Jesus. And so actually, as part of what we want to do together, we want to identify kind of areas in our lives that we want to work on, areas where we might be struggling or we feel we want to do better. And then we want to kind of be thinking about what steps we can take to kind of help each other grow in those areas. And probably there needs to be kind of appropriate accountability in that. And I say appropriate because it's not about kind of ganging up on each other. But actually, if one week we kind of talk about actually the fact that I'm struggling a bit in my quiet time, I need to do something different, and you know, you might come up with some ideas. Well, actually, the next time you meet, rather than just launching on to the next thing, it might be just really good to come back and say, well, how did that go? Did it work? So kind of actually, you know, kind of keeping a focus on what we're doing, you know, and actually working on the steps that we take together. And at the heart of this, we want prayer and we want God to be at work. And so actually, I mean, really, we should have put this one first, I think. You know, we might have got this the wrong way around. Shucks. But as long as we don't lose it, that's the important thing. You know, actually, even when we come together, perhaps it ought to be beginning about, you know, actually, Lord, what areas should we be talking about this week? But when we've talked, when we've shared our good ideas, it's also about making room for God to work. The guys were talking yesterday, listening to God, what's God saying, speaking that into each other's lives, expecting God to actually, you know, it's this whole thing that is grace enabled, that it's the Holy Spirit that enables us to do this stuff. We also, you know, the leaflet will have some stuff in it to help you. And we'll talk more about what's in that in a moment. There are going to be some questions in it that you can, Carol said to me, she started a pod with someone and she said, but I don't know quite what I'm meant to do. When's this leaflet going to be available? And some people kind of feel that they need something that will help them, and we produce the leaflet. The leaflet's got questions you can use to kind of start that kind of debate going and move you forward in your discipleship. Others won't need that, but they're there to help. But we also want to make as many resources as available as possible. And that's why we've talked about this whole greenhouse thing being virtual. There's a limit to how much you can put in a leaflet. There's a limit to how many leaflets you can print, or how many pieces of paper you can kind of make available. But actually, you can put almost limitless numbers of resources available online, which is why we're kind of going this virtual route. And the other side of it is, what we don't want to do is set us up here. Here's Chris, here's Mary. We're the experts. Because, are we?
No way.
We're not, are we?
No.
What we want this to be, you know, discipleship is about a journey that we share. And so actually, the whole idea of it being partly online is actually that everyone can contribute. If you've done something in your pod that's been really helpful and really blessed you, then actually why not share it so others can do it? Now remember the confidentiality thing. You don't say, oh, I was praying with so-and-so about their problem with pornography. You know, that's not the appropriate thing to stick on the website. But actually, oh, we got together and actually went to the pub and we had this really good discussion about so-and-so and so-and-so. It's a really good thing to talk about. Now that's a great thing to stick on, yeah, on there. And we get, so along with the website, and I know we've got St. Matthew's almost too many Facebook groups, but we were just starting up a group just for focus on discipleship called, surprisingly enough, Discipleship at St. Matt's Facebook group. Really complicated. But it's a place where anyone can share things that are helpful so that others can benefit from it. Mary.
Okay. So, how to get involved. Now, by the time I get through this section, I'm hoping that you really will have understood what pods are and what the different options are for being in a pod or pods. Then do pray, you know, firstly, really, when you understood what they are, pray that God will show you who you could meet with. So, you may be doing a pod, by the way, already, just without calling it that. Okay, you may easily just realise, well, I'm doing that. That's brilliant. So, one is by making a meeting that you already have intentional, which is obviously just what's up there. So, for example, if you already meet with a couple of friends for coffee or go on a dog walk, as I do with my mother, with someone, you might discuss a specific discipleship question together. Pray for each other and, as Chris was saying earlier, see how you've got on next time you meet. house groups may decide to incorporate pods. As I've said, pods are not taking the place of our house groups. You can do either or both. I hope that makes sense. You can do either or both. Each house group will be discussing whether they want to meet in pods sometimes rather than the whole house group, but they don't need to. And I just want to really emphasise that a lot of discipleship is already happening in house groups. We just want to, you know, the pods is to extend and broaden this, get more people involved. Also, some people may want to be in more than one pod. Some people may meet up with someone when they're at their workplace in London, say, in a lunch hour, and then meet up with other Christian friends. It doesn't necessarily have to be people in this church. Very, very flexible. The pods, in terms of, I think there's the next slide probably, Sarah. Thank you. Yes, they'll vary. Oh no, I've skipped a bit. Sorry. You can either. Sorry, just looking from the slide to the thing. You may meet with people already, or if you don't, you might think, well, I know some people I would love to get together with. But if you think, well, I'd like to be involved, but actually I don't really know who I'd get together with, then you're going to be able to have the option to be put in a group. This would be a good moment, by Hannah, who's very kindly going to coordinate the pods that are going to be put together.
Yes. Hannah. So, like Mary said earlier, we don't want anyone to feel like they don't know enough people or they're not quite sure how to get involved in a pod. So if you're sitting there thinking, I'd love to be involved in a pod, but I don't know who to meet with, or I just don't know enough people yet, you can come and see me and I'm going to take a list of people's names, and it's an ongoing thing, so it doesn't have to be today. And then what we're going to do is try and put people together in small groups, and then you can just meet for a few sessions, see how it goes, and hopefully form a pod from that.
Could also say as well that if you're sort of hearing the stuff about discipleship and you just think, actually, I think I might be better going into a house group rather than a pod, that is absolutely lovely. And likewise, come and see me or email the church office and we can go in either direction. Yeah.
And equally, like you're going to see up on the screen, we've set up an email just for pods, and that will be redirected to me. So you don't have to come and see me. If you just want to email me, that's fine.
And that's all in the leaflet. Yeah. And the other is that correct, Chris? Oh, two sentences. Even if you don't feel able to get involved in a pod now, or you think it's not for you, you're still, please do have a leaflet, because actually the questions in the leaflet are useful for all of us in our spiritual life. And there's always certainly going to be a few hiccups along the way with the pods, but we feel that they're a starting point from which we can develop.
That's brilliant. We did just want to say a little bit about the questions. As I said, you know, actually some people just will find the question so helpful because it will be just what they need to kind of start things off. Some people will actually never ever need a question because actually kind of the next thing just always comes up naturally when they're meeting together. So what we're not trying to do is set up something that's legalistic. But kind of with this whole greenhouse thing, we've been kind of looking at it in these three areas, our relationship to God, our relationship to each other, our relationship to the world. And so that's kind of how we've organised kind of this leaflet, and that's how we've organised the questions. So like under our relationship with God, you know, we've got questions like, am I feeling close or distant to God? And then actually it's just a way in to start exploring why that might be, you know, how that came about, whether there's a time when you didn't feel like that, what's changed, kind of what steps can you take to kind of see that change, and then to kind of stand with each other in prayer and kind of carry on encouraging each other until actually, you know, it doesn't just become a good idea, it actually becomes a reality in our lives. Then there are other questions on our relationships together. There are particularly questions about how we connect with the world. And I think I wanted to say a little bit about that, because at first sight, we could look at them and think, actually, I'm not sure they're all relevant to me. We were particularly concerned because for many of us, most of our lives are dominated by what happens in the workplace, to put questions on there that were kind of relating to what it means to follow Jesus in our workplace. But kind of there's a real danger that for some of us that are retired or at college or kind of looking after kids at this stage in our lives, there's a danger we could look at those and think, well, actually, I'm not sure they're relevant. And we would just want to challenge you to look beyond the obvious with the questions. And the one that's up there is just a great example. It's kind of about kind of how we connect with the world. But, you know, with people outside the office, clients, consultants, does my behaviour reflect my faith? You might think, well, actually, I'm a mum. I don't have clients. How can that make any sense to me? But, you know, but you meet people at the school gate. You may go to a toddler group. Yeah, the same question is just as relevant. So what we're saying is they're there to help us, and actually they're there to be used kind of in the broadest sense, to look beyond the obvious. We have belted through this. Aren't we impressive?
Well,
perhaps we ought to do this together more often. We might finish earlier. But what we thought we would like to finish with is just hearing someone who's been doing this about how it's working out. It was meant to be Cyan Graham. Cy forgot that he was doing Bright. Thankfully, he's gone to do Bright. I'm sure John is grateful for that. But you guys have been meeting up, haven't you? Would you just tell us a bit about what it's like, what you've been doing?
I think the first thing to say is it's always important that as a partnership in Disciples that one person turns up and we balance each other out, which is quite useful. Cy and I have been talking about kind of getting together and sort of building more of a fellowship and a deeper relationship for about 4 years. And being blokes, we've only done it within the last 6 months, predominantly because we sat down and had a meeting about pods a while ago. And so I guess the first message is just do it. Just get up and do it. And that kind of point about being intentional is really important, because it's not just the first step to approach someone. You might be a bit nervous about saying, you know, would you be willing to kind of set up a pod with me? And so we can really start to kind of explore a deeper relationship with each other and through that with God. But then also to make sure that you make that time quite special together, and that you do kind of, you diarize it. And we're all busy people, and Guy's not particularly organized. It was just me. But, you know, it's easy sometimes to say, well, can we just let it go this week? And once you start doing that, the things can start to unravel. So when you do it and you start to get the benefit of kind of having that deeper relationship, you'll want to make sure that you can meet up more often. You'll want to go out and actually try and make sure that you do that. So we've been doing it for about 6 months, I guess. We meet up every other week, so it's not kind of huge amounts of time that we're trying to take up. It's probably a couple of hours on a Wednesday night or something that suits. It's the other week to our small group, so that we kind of those nice kind of steps throughout the week, and it's another chance to kind of connect with God. But the thing that we're really finding that is useful is, A, that you're getting that fellowship and you're kind of spending time getting to talk about maybe kind of more personal issues or just sharing how your week has been, and then exploring how, for our faith, that we can make that something that's much more, I guess, fruitful for us. And, you know, the accountability is very true, because we go through struggles or we do things that you kick yourself about sometimes, but to share the fact that you maybe got angry at someone or you did something you didn't like, and they can say, you know what, I did the same thing, and we're human, but we can pray into that and we can do something about that. And so I guess I just encourage you all just to go and do it, and just to start having a relationship with someone. Every pod will be slightly different, because it's about feeding the people that are in there, and you'll have different needs and different requirements. I wrote a whole long list of things I was going to say, and I've forgotten them all, or just whatever. But yeah, that's my one thing. Just do it. Go away and sort of speak to someone today and try and set something up, and you'll find your way and pray into it, and God will kind of lead you.
Graham, thank you very much. So, just do it. I mean, there is loads of kind of resources in the leaflet to help you, but kind of also particularly Hannah, Mary and I are here to answer questions, just to kind of enable this to happen in any way we can. We just really believe that if we're going to be growing in our discipleship as a church, it has to kind of begin with us, and it has to begin with us making a commitment to God and to each other to do that. And we would just really encourage you to kind of get stuck into this. That's it, isn't it?
Yep.
Shall we pray?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lord, this is all about wanting to know you better and wanting to be the people you've created us to be. And Lord, what we call it doesn't really matter. Whether we use the questions or not doesn't really matter. What matters is that we commit ourselves to being your disciples, and we commit ourselves to living your way and to helping each other with that. And I just pray that you would enable us to do that, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mary, thank you so much. It has been a real pleasure. And well done for surviving me. We're going to sing. As we do that, our offer.